Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kayla. Can I get your zip code so I can
3303, Kayla.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
John Dwyer.
Say that one more time for me, sir.
John, J-O-H-N, Dwyer, D-W-Y-E-R.
Okay, and you said your zip code was 33037?
33063.
Okay, and give me one moment, sir. I'm trying to look up your account for you.
Thank you.
Okay, sir, give me one more moment. Sorry, I'm not able to locate an account with your name on it.
It came out of my account today. I have a number. Would this number be of anything? 1-855-291-7517. High level.
You might want to call that number first and see if they have an account, because I did search your phone number, and I also did search your postal code to see if I can find your account, and I wasn't able to locate a name with
that number is the same number I'm on right now. 855-291-7517.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm not. Let me try one more thing, okay?
Okay, because you took 8965 out, and I don't know who it was for.
Okay, sir, I was able to locate your account, Mr. John Dower. Is that it, sir?
Dwyer.
Okay, let me...
What is this?
I had a problem,
I think, with this before, and you reimbursed me, because I never applied for anything, whatever it was.
Okay, sir, hold on, let me see, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, sir, it looks like there was an order for the bioenhancement testosterone, step one and step two. Do you remember ordering that?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I would like to have a refund on that.
Okay, sir. So one second for me, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, so I want to reiterate that on October the 5th, there was a charge for $749 and $649 on your card for that male enhancement, the testosterone, for step one and step two. So are you sure that you did not get this product or make that order?
I am positive.
Okay, so what it seems like is someone must have used your card for without your authorization. That's what it seems like, if you did not make these orders.
No, I didn't, ma'am. Sorry.
Okay, is there anyone in your household who could have ordered this product without your knowledge?
I'm the only one in my household.
Okay, one second, sir, because I'm seeing where you were refunded for the same thing.
Right. That's what I said. It happened once before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was refunded, and then I just got another charge that came on my my checking account today, processing, $89.65.
Okay,
and I
one
don't know,
sec.
You know what happened. You know, and you were very nice to reimburse. You know, put my money back in my account, and I don't know why it happened again.
Okay, so I do see here where it's notated that you said that your son was using your information, and he used your credit card to purchase this without your authorization, on the first time that you had called.
Right.
Okay, sir. So what I do see is that the agent that you spoke with, they only canceled half of your order instead of the whole order. So what I will do, I will go ahead and cancel this one for you. That way you won't be billed again, and I will get you that refund, okay?
Thank you. The
$89.65. Yes, sir, the $89.65.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help and your time.
Yes, sir. Hold on one second, because I am going to give you another cancellation number, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for being so patient. I'm still working on that.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
Yes, sir, I am still here, and I did get that refund for you for the $89.65.
Thank you.
And I'm going to get you that cancellation confirmation number, okay?
Okay. Whenever you're ready, honey.
Okay. Okay, sir, so it's going to be, are you ready to write this one down?
Yep.
Okay, C as in Charlie, 2765885.
C as in Charlie, 2765, was it 8335?
After the 5 is 2 8s and then 1 5.
So C is in Charlie 2765885.
Yes, sir. And so you will see that back in your account. You will see that back in your account within 3 to 5 days.
Okay, thank you so much for helping your time. I'm sorry about that.
You okay? Thank you for calling customer service.
Bye bye now. Thank you.
Bye.